USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Donald Trump claims he will be arrested on Tuesday and urged his followers on Truth Social to protest what he believes is a looming indictment by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for his alleged role in a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Former Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to the possible indictment.
Donald Trump's former vice president believes a criminal charge in the Stormy Daniels case is a waste of time.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country.
But Pence, appearing on ABC's This Week, said Americans do have the right to assemble peacefully.
The violence that occurred on January 6th, the violence that occurred in cities throughout this country in the summer of 2020 was a disgrace. The American people won't tolerate it, and those that engage in that kind of violence should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank brings new light to the state of the banking industry, with nearly 200 others at risk of facing the same fate.
That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. The study found that 186 banks across the country could collapse if half of their depositors make a bank run. It also said that even insured depositors at those at-risk banks could face issues getting their money if the same type of quick withdrawals happen.
Dave Collins reporting. At least 16 people are dead after a 6.5 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Ecuador. It was felt in 13 provinces across the country and collapsed several buildings. Search and rescue operations are underway, and the death toll could rise as crews dig through the rubble. Nearly 400 people have been injured. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Opentar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
The northeastern United States is getting dumped on with snow and rain. It caused a 100-vehicle pileup in Michigan yesterday afternoon that shut down a highway and said to have caused multiple injuries. The NCAA men's and women's basketball championships continue today. On the men's side, the action is highlighted by Marquette and Michigan State and UConn versus St. Mary's. On the women's side, top-seeded South Carolina meets South Florida, followed by number 2 Iowa and Georgia. Forget about picking up eggs on that next trip to Dollar Tree. Rising costs have led the store to take them off their shelves. Egg prices are up about 55% over the past year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts the average cost of a carton of eggs at $4.21 in February versus $2 a year ago. The price of Easter baskets is going up as well due to inflation, but Walmart is doing something about it.
Walmart said it would offer Easter meals and bundles at affordable prices, a move aimed at drawing more customers to their stores at a time when egg prices have surged and customers are keeping a tight grip on their wallets. This year, Walmart's Easter meals and baskets will include staples like ham, green beans, and cherry pies, along with decorative grass, Hershey's milk chocolate bunnies, and Reese's eggs for less than $100 both online and in stores. Data from the Labor Department showed the average cost of food for families rose by 11.3% in January. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Federal Reserve will decide on interest rates this week. It is widely expected they will deliver a quarter-point rate hike. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.